Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 27th of July, recording at 9:16 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here on this extraordinary day, and there are a fair number of them. I hope I can fit them all in. Now, first, in terms of stock markets, the Asian markets were generally quite steady, although China broke its sequence of rises, but only with a very small decline. The European stock markets were quite steady as well, although some of the early gains were paired towards the close because Wall Street had weakened. Wall Street then firmed about three quarters of its way through the day or more, and then those gains were pared back a little bit. So it was pretty much an unchanged day, or just about tiny declines for the S&P and the NASDAQ, a very small gain for the Dow, but the fireworks were elsewhere. Long-dated government bonds were weaker here today. The U.S. dollar was generally weaker as well. The price of gold fell sharply, down 22.20. Currently at $1,161.35, and it had been down to $1,158. Other precious metals also fell back. Silver down to $1,765. The industrial metals, which had been quite strong recently, saw a little bit of profit taking, as did most of the agricultural commodities and industrial commodities. So they were pretty much all a little bit easier. An exception was natural gas, which was up 73 cents. And okay, let's get into the action here in terms of what's actually, what I forgot to mention, the UK bank shares had a huge rally here today. Very, very dramatic gains. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, it's been a stunning 3 weeks and 2 days, you could say. We do have some short-term overbought conditions here. A lot of people are highly suspicious of the rally. Sufficient numbers actually for that to border on a consensus, not a dramatic consensus, because some people are also impressed by the rally, and so they should be, in my opinion. But while we have a short-term overbought condition, we don't have anything remotely close to euphoric conditions. Fear is still very much a factor. But I feel that the technical action increases the chances that we saw important reaction lows earlier this month. And let's look at some of the evidence. First, the stock markets that have been leading pretty much all along, and that's from a number of Asian emerging markets, not least the ASEAN markets such as Thailand and Indonesia and the Philippines and Malaysia, have pushed to new highs, and new highs for the year, and they were hovering just beneath those highs while Wall Street saw its last down leg in late May and early June. So we had that very positive leadership, which is continued. The stock markets that were underperforming, and let's take the important ones, the bigger European stock markets, and certainly Wall Street, have pushed back up, and in many instances moved back above their 200-day moving averages, back above the June highs in a number of instances, and have also moved back into the middle of the range, middle of their overall trading range since the April highs, and sometimes a little bit further. So that's very positive action over the last 3 weeks and a bit. Now, what else do we have in the way of technical evidence? Well, one of the most impressive developments, in my opinion, as an indicator for what's going on here, is that the so-called haven trades are unraveling. One of the first to unravel was US dollar strength. I mean, the only advantage that I can see that the US dollar offered was liquidity. Well, the US dollar has subsequently moved to new reaction lows against strong currencies such as the Singapore dollar. And it's fallen a lot against the euro and the pound recently, although obviously not retracing all of its earlier gains against those two currencies in the brief time that we've actually seen. But if I quote sterling here at the moment, it's at 155.82 against the greenback. So prime haven currency, the US dollar, has weakened. But there were some other haven currencies as well, and they included the yen and the Swiss franc. And both, well, the Swiss franc has been weakening for over a week from quite an extreme level. And the yen has given up some ground in here today, and looks like it's established an important peak. Another haven investment, these long-dated government bonds. Well, they certainly haven't fallen back as much as the US dollar has, but they have seen upside failures in terms of their last moves to new highs, and come back fairly sharply. So I think that's another indication in terms of a reversal of fortunes for the various haven markets. And last but not least, no, I mentioned it, but or not in this context, I didn't mention it, but gold. We had a strong consensus that gold was the one safe area. A strong consensus in anything is usually a contrary indicator, and here we have gold weakening once again. So what's it all mean? Well, against the background of those short-term overbought indicators, it would not be surprising if we see the rally pause and consolidate. We may see some reactions take place. This has been a fairly volatile period, although I think it's likely to become somewhat less volatile. And I think bottom line is that the action that we have seen bodes very well for what is likely to take place in the fourth quarter, sort of from mid-October onwards, if not sooner. Again, I like what I've seen. Now, where else can we look in terms of opportunities? Well, I think that the long-dated government bonds are a dangerous trade. I mentioned in comment today, and I've been discussing it with various people all week, that when I read or reread from my historic archives, FM3, that was my May 1984 edition, that was posted on the site on Friday incidentally, in Comment of the Day. But when I reread that for the first time in 26 years, I was struck by the history, because at the time I wrote that issue, U.S. Treasury yields were at 13.5%, and people were panicking out of the market, fearing even higher yields. So I think they did move a fraction higher, or a little bit higher. But as we know now today, that was one of the great buying opportunities of a lifetime. Now, we have the opposite extreme here today, where people haven't been panicking about the long-dated government bond markets. If anything, they were panicking about stock markets, but they were quite happy to buy U.S. treasuries to the point of driving the yield down to below 3% on the 10-year treasuries just recently. Now, is that as foolish a move or as dangerous a move as avoiding the treasuries when they were yielding 13.5% during the Paul Volcker era at the U.S. Federal Reserve? Well, time will tell, but I wouldn't be at all surprised. I think that is likely to be the case. In terms of the currency markets, I've been saying for the last couple of months that sterling was very oversold and that the euro was very oversold and that people were extrapolating those trends too far. It's the dollar that has been weak recently, but I think that the Swiss franc and the yen are likely to be the weakest currencies here in the short term, and there are some short selling opportunities there for those who are inclined. In precious metals, well, you know my view. I haven't liked it haven't liked gold on a short term perspective since we saw those two key day reversals on the downside up near the $1,250 level that occurred in June, and they were followed by some downward dynamics, including another one today. Now, when you look at the chart of bullion, you can say as gold comes back towards the $1,150 level, that it's back into an area of greater prior trading, which turned out to be a support level. So there's a chance that that can cushion downside risk here, but we'll have to see. I don't feel strongly enough about that support holding, to run in and pick up any bullion at this stage myself. In fact, I've been selling more gold shares, as you will see. Other areas of interest, I've been mentioning the uranium shares since the 14th of the month, and they saw some explosive moves in here today, and some of them had a very good day yesterday, Denison among them. But Cameco surged up out of a trading range in here today. So certainly this is getting at least a short to medium term cyclical swing to the upside. So there are lots of interesting interesting opportunities taking place. Again, uranium is a fuller money theme, but it's one that had been very much underperforming, so I was not terribly interested in it this time around in this cycle until quite recently. So much going on in the markets, and you'll see it all, of course, in the charts. And a chart review is usually worth its weight in gold, as the veteran subscribers will know. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. I look forward to another exciting day tomorrow.